You don't have to be a boater to know how unpredictable the waters of Georgian Bay can be year-round. Whether on the water or on the ice, misfortune can strike at any time, putting individuals and rescuers tasked with saving them at risk. Recent tragedies in the area have demonstrated the limitations of available rescue equipment used by firefighters and first responders. Fortunately, there's a community effort underway to ensure the South Georgian Bay area is properly equipped to handle the safe rescue of people who find themselves at the mercy of the bay. And all you need to do to help make it successful is buy a smile cookie. The Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue Initiative is a collaborative community project launched by locals Christina Wood Horton and Sherelle MacArthur, who were moved to act after being personally affected by two tragic incidents on Georgian Bay. "We're just two local people that noticed a need and are doing everything in our power to keep our firefighters safe and to get them the equipment they need to do their jobs," said MacArthur. "A lot of people think we're hired by Tay Township, or we're firefighters. We're just two people who want to help." According to Wood Horton, the project has a singular and vital goal. "The Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue is an initiative that is raising money to purchase a rescue boat for the fire department," said Wood Horton, who designed the logo and much of the apparel being sold as part of this ongoing fundraiser. "If you call 911 on Georgian Bay, firefighters don't currently have the right resources to come and get you." Organizers are hoping to provide the funds necessary to purchase a rescue boat custom built for the variety of conditions and landscapes existing in and around the waters of Georgian Bay. The 430-horsepower craft will include specially designed features that allow rescuers to bring people out of the water and onto the deck in an easier fashion, along with a heated cabin where first aid can be conducted. Projected cost of the boat is $350,000, and to date Wood Horton, MacArthur, and their supporters have managed to raise $257,000 through various fundraisers, including merchandise sales and truck pulls. Their next fundraising initiative is being held in conjunction with Tim Horton's locations in Wabaoshin and Port Severn with added support from the Bourgeois Auto Group. Starting at the end of April and continuing through May, all proceeds from the sale of Tim Horton's Smile Cookies will be donated to the Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue Project. "Our goal is to sell 20,000 cookies, which would bring in another $30,000, said Wood Horton. To make the sale of Smile Cookies more accessible to residents and businesses in the area, the Bourgeois Auto Group is offering free delivery to anyone who pre-orders Smile Cookies through the Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue website. During a similar campaign held last fall, volunteers from Bourgeois delivered over 80 dozen cookies throughout the area. We're excited to partner with the Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue for another successful fundraiser. Like the holiday cookie campaign, we'll be offering cookie delivery to Midland, Penetanguishene, Tay, Tiny, Coldwater, Port Severn, Honey Harbor, LaFontaine, Hillsdale, Emvale and Moonstone," said Dave Arnold, spokesperson for the Bourgeois Auto Group. "There is no charge and no minimum order. Our volunteers will be out in the cookie cruiser once again, providing delivery to people and businesses who want to support the initiative. Those interested in supporting the Southern Georgian Bay Airboat Rescue Initiative can help by ordering their cookies throughout the campaign."